Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, just hanging out.
Just hanging.
On the radio.
Doing some radio. Enjoying the sunshine. How about yourself?
I'm the same, you know. I'm actually up on the coast in Otiwa at the moment. You know, the rat race of Auckland City, just sometimes you got to get out of it.
I agree.
How's the view out in Otiwa? Any, you know, good surf today? Anything nice out there? Were you just chilling?
You'd have to check the surf report. I'm not really on the
I'll ask Will.
The surf guy.
I did want to ask you before we get stuck into talking about TV. I know you're doing Movember. How's it coming on?
Oh
no.
I have a moustache lots of time, like usually, but I ran out of razor blades and haven't been able to pick them up. So I currently just have a full-on beard, but it will be shaved into moustache before the end of November.
Nice.
Like, it will be an actual moustache.
Nice.
Right now it's a really scraggly neck beard. It's not hot.
It's
but if anyone
good,
wants
Sam.
To check me out, search Sam Sinnott on Movember.
Exactly. And you can donate some cash in that direction. I you know, you are a good moustache person on a normal day, so I kind of want to see the neck beard, to be honest. That sounds like a nice fashion move for
you. Yeah,
well,
Sam. You know how my head is kind of shaped like a gummy worm with, like, not much discernible chin? The neck beard doesn't really help with that.
I disagree with that.
I've never, ever thought anything remotely close to that.
Let's talk TV. Where and what are we talking about today?
So y'all know that I'm a huge horror movie person. I love a little bit of a 90s slasher gory kind of vibe. So they came up with a I Know What You Did Last Summer TV remake on Amazon Prime Video.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, that is entirely up my alley. Seeing as I did recently review Scream from like 2014, the TV remake. And this basically... It's very loosely based on the original novel and the movies that came afterwards. It's actually, I would say, the only thing it's based upon is the main premise of teens run someone over in the street, cover up the body, and then come back to their hometown after a summer at college, and then some grisly murders start happening. So
that's the basic premise. Okay.
Yeah, of the book, of the movies, and of this TV show. But this TV show, like... diverts quite wildly from like the original setting. The original setting in the movie was like a sleepy fishing town. This is set in Hawaii, which is quite cool because it does focus on like some of the native indigenous parts of Hawaii, but not enough, I don't think, personally. But also, I don't know much about the place.
I would have been absolutely shocked to my core if you were going to tell me that I Know What You Did Last Summer remake is like really culturally competent. I would have been like, whoa, that's wild.
Yeah. No, I don't think it is. I mean, it's nice to see. Like, for me, it's like, oh, this is quite interesting, but it could be entirely wrong. Like, I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, when we can travel again, I'll let you know. But basically, so the film centers around six teens. Allison and Lennon are twins, played by Madison Iceman, who is probably like the best actress on the show, which is good because she's the main character.
That is good.
The two main characters. And then you've got her friends, Margot, who's a social media influencer, Dylan, who's a sad boy. You've got Johnny, who's like this emotionally sensitive, beautiful gay man. And Riley, who is like their dealer and like their quiet kind of rude friend.
Got ya.
And basically they're like this, you know, they're a ragtag group who have been friends since they were kindergarten, but Allison and Lennon don't like each other.
They're the twins.
Yeah, okay. Because Allison is a repressed loner and hates her party girl sister, and it's all this, you know, they're all making out and they're all at parties doing illicit substances they shouldn't be doing before they go to college and all that kind of stuff. But I liked it.
Okay, that's good. I mean, you are the person I go to for horror movie recommendations because I am bad with horror movies. So you know what my limits and my likes are, but you also are honest about it too. So this seems like maybe quite a cheesy show, but a fun show to watch. Would you say that's true?
You've entirely hit it on the head. This is not a show that you're going to go to for, you know...
highbrow.
No, nothing highbrow about this at all. The jamming in of teen lingo, which I've learned from TikTok. That's how teen lingo is. Even I'm outdated from it. It's quite fun because it does feel a little bit, it's like very forced, but also like quite fun because I'm like, oh, they're doing something here.
The thing that you said, as soon as you said one of the characters is a social media influencer, I was like, ah, yes,
okay.
The youth.
Well, she's also beautiful. She's a stunning, stunning person. I just want to put that out there. Like, her actress is just a beautiful gift from the heavens. But
you'd believe she's an influencer.
Yeah. Well, the reason why she's an influencer as well is because her parents kind of force her into it. And like they see it as a
making
opportunity. So yeah, very much so. Like, they make her cry about the murders of her friends at some point on Instagram Live.
Oh my God.
And they're like, that was good. We should do another take. We need to get like 5 takes just to make sure. I'm like, you're making her cry. Oh, this is weird. It's very weird. One thing I didn't like, one thing I very much didn't like is lots of the kills are off screen, and I'm a bit of a gore head, so I was like, ah, oh, okay, so
boring.
You don't want to be a horror TV show, because that's the kind of whole point of like a slasher TV show, is to like
be a slasher TV show.
Yeah, you get ramped up for like the kind of gritty kills, and you want a good mystery, and the mystery itself is not very compelling because the cast starts getting whittled down over time, and you're like, so who is it?
You're going to find out quite quickly who the killer is.
And then the main person you think it might be, I forgot to mention, the person they run over in the car is one of the twins.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, but it's in the first episode, you said.
Yeah, you know, but no, this isn't the twist we're going to reveal at the end of the episode. This is just like, in general, this is one of the twins.
So that's the person that they hit with their car. That's what they did last summer, is one of the twins.
Yeah, and then they take it by to a cave, which was the site of a cult, like ritual where lots of people passed away. And apparently the cave fills up with water and takes all the bodies out to sea, so they never get found.
Okay,
it's odd. It's an odd thing.
I'm just imagining the writers' room where everyone's like, "That'll do. Chuck that one on the table."
Because the cave fills with water. The plot of the show has this subplot about this cult that lived on the island for a long time. That the twins' mother was a part of.
Oh my God.
Listen, okay, now that I say that loud, it seems really crazy. Well, it is really crazy.
This seems like one of those TV shows that you watch and you just have to buy into it. Otherwise, if you take a step back, you're like, what am I watching right now?
Yeah, no, you can say, what am I watching right now, as you watch it as well. Because I was oftentimes like, this is pretty trashy. But this is the whole point of it. It is meant to be trashy. It's not meant to be like, they're not trying to rewrite, you know, a Nobel Peace Prize. It does feel kind of bad because the young adults novel, I Know What You Did Last Summer, was like a cult classic.
Yeah.
By a female author back in like 1970s. Like, that's like a huge thing. So it does feel kind of sad that her title, at least,
is being reused for trash.
Yeah, for trash.
Fun trash.
But it is fun trash. And, you know, I think by the last two episodes, I was like, this is getting untenable. Like, There's no one left that could be the killer. So, like, is it just going to be some dumb plot twist? Like, what? And, like, you know when you get to the point when, you know when you've got a good plot twist and a bad plot twist?
Yeah.
This is the show. You're like, this is going to lead to a bad plot twist. Like, I'm just going to be like, oh, that was not at all believable, but, like, I'm here now.
Yeah. Were you happily surprised or did it? I won't ask you. I'll let the people who want to watch this show and experience it for themselves, because it does sound like a fun, trashy TV show if that's what you're looking for at the moment. I Know What You Did Last Summer remake. Where can people go and check it out, Sam?
Amazon Prime Video.
Excellent stuff. Sounds ridiculous, but great.
And now can we reveal the twist at the end of the first episode?
Okay, so big spoiler alert if you are going to go and watch this. What's
the
twist?
At the end of the first episode, so this isn't a huge spoiler, but it is a spoiler that kind of drives the whole show. So Allison is the one driving the car that kills the twin sister Lennon. But everyone thinks that it's Lennon driving the car, so Allison steals Lennon's life because she's the more popular, more beautiful twin.
Oh, drama!
Oh my God.
Scandal! Yeah. This sounds ridiculous.
All the friends are like, oh my God, Lennon. And she's like, only me and my dad know that I'm Allison. And then also, one of the murder suspects is, did Lennon actually die in the cave, or has she come back to seek revenge?
She died in the cave.
Wow, this sounds like an absolutely really stupid show, but a lot of fun to watch, Sam.
Because if someone knows what you did last summer, it'll be the person that survived the car the vehicular manslaughter.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah. Okay.
I honestly, now that I've said this, I haven't talked about the show to anyone out loud, and now that I've said it out loud, I feel like a drongo.
No, I'm glad you've brought it to us today, Sam. Live your truth. It's absolutely no shame in watching a trashy horror show, and it does sound like a lot of fun, I have to say. So if people are feeling like this could be the thing for them this weekend, Amazon Prime Video is the place to go. Thank you very much, Sam.
No worries.
We will see you or speak to you in a week. Have a nice time.
We might be in person at some point.
Soon enough. Ka kite.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
That show.